Good morning, Rabbi Isai. We have Benji Israel in the house here. Unbelievable. The guy I sold my house to. I had a house in Chicago once upon a time. Unbelievable. It's a nice house. Good house.
You got to be careful because everybody thinks it's the last house.
Oh, yeah. Not the last house. It was actually a better house than the last house. Yeah. Sponsored by Shmuel Yehecht. In honor of the Afiyami Committee and all the members who push our butts out Torah with our dear Sistim Magichir, Eli. Rebel. And Linish was Medir Chaver Mordechai Shlomi Pichas Tuvio Ben Avraham Moshe Peres Neriyar, who was ripped away at such a young age, may his neshama have an aliyah. Rosh Hashanah is sponsored by Yossi Nesti Elbaum, the children Tila and Reuven. Linishmas Beilet Tzipori Bas Reb Reuven, and a shidduch for Tehila Sora Bas Esther Leah. By Dov Harris, this is chus for my grandmother, Hinda Bas Reb Tzvi Hirsch, on her first yard side in honor of my chavrusa, Avi Bar, who just rejoined the MDY family. So happy he's back. By Mark Ashkenazi. A big shout out to some of the Chevra, Steven Sokolov from South Bend, Indiana. Chef Jeff Rosenberg, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Shia Greenfield. What, he's not on Shia anymore? Daniel Landau. Where's Daniel? Simon Cohen. Ay, ay, ay. Moshe Apter. Henoch Schwinger. Schwinger. Where's... I saw Henoch by the seal, no? Wasn't he there by the seal? What? He's in Manchester now. Keep on daffing. You know you're still at it. By Shlomo Hamburger, Leschus, Rufu Shlema Gittel Bas Perel, and Eliezer Ben Mindel. And by Yogi Lashinsky, in honor of the wedding of my daughter, Ariella, to Zevi Sher. Rabbi, yesterday we did the big raffle. And Yisroel Weinberg, Weinreb, won the Shas. And he writes, I'm the guy from Waterbury that came to the last year in Farakway before he flew back, wishing you Mazel Tov from Rabbi Kalish. Not expecting to remember me, but I'm looking forward to meeting you again and coming to a live shir. The shir is changing me and my family's lives. Besides for the recruiting few others, I recruited my father, brother, even though they go to another shir at night. My cousin Moti Weinreb was one that came to the last shir in the sukkah from Muncie. My kids run around singing the MDY song, and my three-year-old daughter does her good morning rabbis. I heard it, actually. She does, like a pro. Yesterday, my father got on the family chat and asked the daf trivia question, which he told me and my brother we can't answer. When is it possible to be oiva d'oraisa for singing Shalom Aleichem on Friday night at the Suda? This is on the chat. So they started discussing back and forth. My mother got, then she got so much nachas seeing that for the first time, the entire family is discussing the daf on the family chat instead of political discussions and other nonsense. Special thank you to Yeshua for everything he does. We all love him. The Afiyomi Committee. That's all, guys, for the continued chizuk, the growing official Waterbury MDY group. Thank you for changing my life, Yisroel Weinreb. P.S. I chose not to introduce myself as F237 because I didn't want everyone to think that every member this year was that solo member. And here he is, Reb Oisai, Reb Yisroel himself. Now, great story here. And Nachman, you're going to be happy to learn that the guy you're spending dinner with is a geschmacky guy. Here he is.
GQ.
Now listen to this. This is Nisano Neiman, or Jason. Jason Neiman. He's from Great Neck. Just had a baby boy. And he watches the shir on a WhatsApp group. He's not coming soon, he said. Oh, he's not coming to seminary. Well, okay. Listen to this. He watches on WhatsApp. Do you know? I didn't know myself. There's over 1,600 people that get a WhatsApp every morning. They don't go on YouTube. WhatsApp. So Yosef, you're gonna put it on, or I have to say the WhatsApp number, or how to get it on. What?
Like this.
Okay, fine. Now, Rabbi, say, listen to this. It's full wa.aitman.com. You could join WhatsApp. So he was saying that because it's on. He goes on the train. There's no reception. If you get it on WhatsApp, you just pop it on. But listen to this maisa. He calls up his mother yesterday. He says, Ma, I want the trip to Israel. So she says, how much is it worth? What's the cash out? He says, $5,000. She started crying. Why? That morning, one of her relatives asked her for some money. So she said, maybe I give it to Jason. I want to give it to Jason. No, I'll give it to the relative. She gave it to the relative. $5,000. She gave the relative $5,000 on the button. She said it wasn't a dime off, a dime more, a dime less. It was $5,000. She literally started crying on the spot. So he's looking forward to coming here. Or maybe I'll take the cash out. Who knows? Rabbi, the program is continuing. I'm not going to go into it. There's some surprises. But the idea of growtheshir.com. And this is the first time we tried it at the last Masechta, that somebody from the shir could bring another person to shir. Until now, as if you bring a new person, that new person gets a Gemara. Now the person from the shir gets a Gemara. We had 882 entries to the raffle from Grow the Shir. Guys from the shir brought people. So people are getting used to bringing. You didn't bring anybody. You brought? You're in the raffle? Your next one, Tainus in Hebrew. You like Art Scroll Hebrew. Masifta I could give you. Art Scroll with the emboss on top, that's a one of a kind. That you have to bring somebody. What?
Yeah.
Do Masifta. It's okay. All right. I think we're done for today for the emails. We have a very cool daf today. We're starting daf Tes on the base. Torah Bona. Echod Hanuteya. Echod Amavrich. Ve'echod Amarkiv. We're talking about Arlo. The first 3 years of a tree, the fruit are also to eat. Osir b'hanam. Echad anuteya, if you take a tree, a little baby tree, and you plant it, you have one in your living room, and you put it in the ground. Echad amavrich. Mavrich is a lashon of a knee. A bent knee upside down. Now, this is what it might look like. But I'm, don't get nervous here. Something like this. An upside down knee in the ground. So you take this knee, you attach it to the tree, and you put it into the ground and it comes up. Now let me show you how Yoni did it. This is my version of it. Yoni in Masechta Shviyas, it's not on the, he doesn't have one on this Masechta, this is how it looks. So it comes off the tree, goes into the ground, it takes root where it goes into the ground, and then he snips it off right over here. And it continues on. It's very interesting that the Yerushalmi says, how do you know, if you're looking at this, how do you know, like these leaves over here, are they nurturing from the roots over here, or the nurturing from the tree? Negea lemaisa. How do you know? So Yerushalmi says something very interesting. You look at the direction of the leaf. Over here, it's not such a good direction, the way Yoni did it. I'm doing like this. You see the purple? I added that. Because leaves grow upwards. So if it's nurturing from here, the leaf would grow like the purple. And if it's nurturing from the tree, the leaf would grow like the green. Away. That's what the Yishalmi Tain is. Interesting. Yeah. Usually it goes, the Yishalmi actually says, interesting, that the leaf is embarrassed to take from the one who gives it, gives to it. So it goes away from it. That's
classic.
Not wanting
to take from someone, so you
want
to go the other direction.
Yeah.
You're
not nice to them. Yeah,
you go away from them. You say, well, I don't owe you anything.
Why did you hit me? I didn't give you that much. Here. All right, so if you do mavrich, that's a knee. Ve'echad amarkiv, and if you graft, this is also from Yoni in Shviyas. Again, we have permission to use it, but it's basically you take a branch, you make a hole in the tree, and you put it in. So that's markiv. If you do this, Erev Shviyas, Shloshim Yoyim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about a Shemitah year. And if you do that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, also Loishanah, it's considered a full year. Mutar lekaimam b'shvius. So once you have 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, before Tishrei, let's say Elul, you planted it Aleph Elul. 30 days later is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the first year. Now, you would think, perhaps, that you need 3 full years of Arla. 3 times 365 is 1,095. You need 1,095. No, you don't need 1,095. All you need is 760 days. You need 2 years plus 30 days. Also, Leishana, Umutur Lekayim Ambishvius. It's not considered. Now, if you recall yesterday, we spoke about Lehais of Machal Al Kaidash. On Shabbos, you can't drive all the way to Shul a minute before Shkia. You have to give it a few minutes. Yom Kippur, Yontif, Shemitah as well. If you were over on this and you worked the field 29 days before Shemitah, you weren't Mekayim to say Safa of Mechala Kodesh. So you have to destroy it. You have to get rid of it. But since you have 30 days, Umutu Lekayim B'Shvi'is, you could keep them. Tachas Mishleishim Yoyim, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if you planted this tree, this baby tree, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, lo yalsa leishana, it's not considered a full year, va'asr lekayim b'shvius, and you gotta get rid of it because you work the field. Just like if you work a field on Shemitah itself, you understand, if you plant a tree on Shemitah right now, today, right now it's Shemitah, you go ahead and you plant the tree, what do you do with the tree? You destroy it. So too, if you plant a tree 29 days before Shemitah, it's already Shemitah. It's like eating food a minute before Yom Kippur. You're over. You didn't fast. So you have to get rid of the tree. Says the Gemara Daf Yud Amud Aleph on top. Upeiros, don't get too excited that it's a very short Amud. Upeiros netiyo zu asurin ates vav bishvat. Says the Gemara, a huge chiddush. What we're talking is that 30 days is considered a year. So therefore, l'chaira, you should be able to eat the fruit on this tree 2 years and 30 days later. That's the end of Arla. No. You must wait another 4.5 months to Tu B'Shvat. I took the idea, the whole design is from Art Scroll. I just added color or whatever. Did my own thing here. If you planted right over here, you see where it says Nota. You planted it over here 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So your first Rosh Hashanah is this purple box. That's year number one. Year number two is the second purple box. Year number three is the third. So you already have 3 years because you have 2 years plus 30 days. That equals 3 years. The Gemara is telling us a chiddush. You cannot eat the fruit at this line right over here. You must wait 4.5 months to Tu B'Shvat. Why? Because you planted a netiyah. You planted a sapling. It turned into Elon. It turned into a tree right over here. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah li Ilanais is on Tu B'Shvat according to Basil, like we paskin, not like B'Shamai, that's the first day of Shvat. Fine. So you must wait 4.5 months. But what did you gain? We're saying that if you plant it over here 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you gain a whole year. But you didn't gain a whole year. What did you gain? You gained 7.5 months. It's still a gain. You gained that over here, it's pushed out over here. This is the fifth year, but the same idea would apply right over here. So, right over here, Tu B'Shvat, you start the Revai. You have a year of Revai. The fourth year, you have 3 years of Arla. The fourth year is Revai, meaning that you must take the fruit to Yerushalayim. It's yours, you can take it to Yerushalayim. And if it's too much, you transfer it to money, you take the cash to Yerushalayim. The same thing applies. You can't eat it if... Now, we have to also remember that when it comes to trees, it's basar chanata. It's when it blooms, not when you take it off the tree. So where did it bloom? If the fruit bloomed before Tu B'Shvat, it's done for life, says Rashi. Lo ilam. It's asavana, it's arla. So up until this line right over here, the Tu B'Shvat line, if the fruit grew, it didn't grow, it bloomed, chanata, right over here, then it's considered arla asar. Anything past the Tu B'Shvat line is mutter or it's revai. And past the Tu B'Shvat of revai of the fourth year, then it's mutter to eat completely. You don't have to bring to Yerushalayim. That's the whole sugya. Yeah? Do we have to do it again? Why did it Well, but I'm going to get to Amud Beis too quickly. That's how it is. You see, Stam. No, it's a baby. Babies don't become adults. It has to be an adult, yeah. You need 3 years to become an adult. From an atiyah to adulthood or whatever, a Elon. Operes natiya zu asurim ad tu b'shvat. Not until Rosh Hashanah, like we thought. If you have 2 years and 30 days, l'chor you have 3 full years. In la'arla arla, if you're talking about the third year, you have to wait until tu b'shvat in the third year. Vim l'revai, l'revai. Okay? And that's the end of that. Binani mili. How do you know that we count the fourth and the fifth year? That you go into Tu B'Shvat. Omer Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Reb Yochanan, Umotu Bo Meshmed Reb Yane, some say it's Reb Yane. Omer Kro, Uvashona Revis, Uvashona Chamishas. So for this, it's kedai to see the pasuk inside. Because it's not as simple as we think. Oh, it says Mefurish in the Torah in the fourth year, the fifth year, it's Aser. No, in fact, it says it's Mutter. Uvashona Revis, Yikol Period, Kodesh Yilulim, Uvashona Chamish, Toichlu is Period. You're allowed to eat the fruit. The Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to eat. In the fifth year, you're not allowed to eat because it says in the Pasuk, Uvashona Chamishas. It's cheating a little bit. If you look in the Pasuk, it says Toichlu. It doesn't say Loi Toichlu. The Pshat is that it should say Bashona HaChamishas. What's Uvashona HaChamishas? Is Vav Moisef Alin Yerishon. And it's saying, just like the 3 years of Arla, is Aser, you can't. Uvashona HaRevis, it continues to be Aser. The Pasuk, no, Revi also. And Chamishi, Uvashona HaRevis. You're right, the Pasuk is saying that's Mutter. But you should know there's a Vav that's telling you that there's a case of Iser. It's all in that Vav. You hear? Just for that, it's good for you to come to Shir. Read it. See? Boom. It's not so posh. It's not, there's a whole limud Uvashona HaChamishas. It's just from the Vav, not making this up, there's Rashi, but it's kedai to, when you see the whole picture, why does Rashi say that you need a Vav Moisev Limerishon? It's Uvashona HaChamishas, because the Pasuk is saying it's Mutter. We're trying to find the Isser. It's adding an Isser, it's continuing from the Isser beforehand. We had a fourth year that's Aser called Revai. You can't just eat it in your house, you have to go to Yerushalayim. Says the Torah, Uvashona HaChamishas, and in addition to that fourth year, it's also Aser the fifth year. Because it's extra vav. But the rest of the pasuk says it's mutter. Uvashona chamishis, pa'amim, only sometimes. Shebervis, vadayin asura, mishum arla. It's asur. What's arla? And Rashi emphasizes again. It's asur, la'olam, upa'amim, shebchamishis, vadayin asura, mishum revai. And sometimes, in the fifth year, you continue the isur of revai. In other words, it should have been mutter right away by Rosh Hashanah. That's your end of your fourth year. No, we're going to continue it on for 4.5 months into Tu B'Shvat. Says Gemara, this idea that 30 days, you need 30 days before the year, you can't plant. I have something. 30 days before the year. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you could plant. Within 30 days, you can't plant. Doesn't go like Rebbe Meir. Why? Here, Rebbe Meir, Ha'amar Yoy Mechad Bashana Chashiv Shana. 1 day of the year is considered a year. Now, this is not such a stretch because we're in one of these Shvi'is Gemaras. So for Shvi'is Gemaras, this is not a stretch. This reminds me of a story. Now, it's one of the most famous lines ever said in Daf Yomi by Rabbi Socher Friend. Maybe, 15 years ago, he said, it's never too late, it's never too little, and it's never enough. Something like that. I don't know what order. But the story about it's never too little was about a guy that was learning Chavrus with his father, who never learned Torah in his life. And they finally finished a daf. And the father said he wants to make a siyum. So he asked Ramosha Feinstein if he can make a siyum on a daf. And Ramosha Feinstein said, Vadi, you can make a siyum on a daf. And even Moshe Feinstein came to the seal. And the next day he was nifter. Nifter. But Meir says, Yoy Mechel Bashana, one daf is considered a whole masechta. Okay, it's a little bit of a stretch, but it's for Shvius, like I said. One day of the year is considered a full year, the Sanya. What's a bull? A bull is a 3-year-old. How do I get to 3 years? 24 months and a day. So that's exactly what we're talking about. 24 months, 2 years, and one day equals 3 years. So you see, the Rebbe Meir holds that one day is a full year. It's already considered 3 years. Divrei Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Lazar Oimer, ben esrim v'arba chodesh, u'shloshim yom. You need 30 days. 30 days is considered a year. Shayer Rebbe Meir Oimer, so we have to remember, Rebbe Lazar says 30 days is a year, Rebbe Meir says 1 day is a year, Shayer Rebbe Meir Oimer. When it says a calf in the Torah, stam ben shana, it means up until a year old. Up until a year old, when do we start counting? Rabbi Isai, remember? And when do we start counting? 8 days. We can't bring this in the miluim. We can't bring it to the Beis Hamikdash for miluim, for the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash of the Mishkan. You can't bring something that's less than 8 days old. So you're going from 8 to 1. Ben Bakar, Ben Stein. When the Torah says Ben Bakar, again, maybe Elohim is talking about up until 2 years old. Par Ben Shalish. Can't bring a carbon that's more than 3 years old. So in other words, once, according to Rebbe Meir, once it hits 24 months and a day, that's it. It's too old already to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't bring an old sheep to Beis HaMikdash. Afilu Teima, Rebbe Meir. If you ever were in the Shlachtos and you see those old sheep, you know what I'm talking about. They have this giant sheep sometimes. When I was in Europe, I saw this. It looks like a horse. It looks like a baby horse. Massive. You see this like 10 years old. And all the other sheep follow it. So when they want the sheep to go get shechted, they bring the sheep. They only have to control one. They bring him and all the sheep. They follow like sheep. And they go in. But they have this massive guy. And he just goes from shechita to shechita. He never gets shechted. He saved that guy. Yeah. He's the capo. Anyway, fine. But it's a nasty meat. It's not good meat. You don't want to try that. What are they called? Shawarma. That's a shawarma eating, yeah. What do Mashchochit. That's what it's called. The guy that you schlep. It's Melosh and Meshicha. Mashchochit. Very interesting. Okay? From Masechtas Chulin, which I don't remember a word, but I gave share on it. Ayin Sham. Okay, Paramah, great Masechta. A lot of posters, pictures. Psh, look at the Zoom guys. They're part of the Beis Medrash now. It went from that screen to that screen. And of course, Mark Ashkenazi on the top screen. That's the only guy I recognize from this far away. Well, you see official? I see Yossi Klein. Is that Yossi Klein? Who's that? Oh, that's Yossi Dahari. Oh, I had an email from Yossi Dahari. If I already see him. What's the guy's name that joined this year? Holford? Who? Shrel Meir Holford joined this year, says Yossi Dahari. Hi, Yossi. Fine. Zok to Gemara. Oh, he's on there also? Okay. Your dad? Where is he? But where? Where is he? Is he in Shlaim? Shlaim. Very nice. Say hello to your dad. It's not my father, it's your father. Why am I saying hello to your father? Says Gemara. So according to Rebbe Meir, you don't need 30 days. Why does Gemara say you need 30 days before Shemitah? If one day, the Gemara now understands that we're talking about a unit of time of a year. So Gemara understood you need 30 days to consider it a year, right? That's considered a year. And once Rosh Hashanah comes, you have a full year, and then you have another 2 years. But according to Rebbe Meir, that one day is considered a year, so why do I need 30 days? One day is a year, so I planted it one day before Rosh Hashanah, I get a full year in, and then I get 2 more years and finished. 2 years plus a day, that's my 3 years. Why does the Braisa say 30 days? Obviously, it can't go according to Rebbe Meir. Says Gemara, if you tell me Rebbe Meir, it's not true, it could go according to Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir, yemech b'shana chashav shana, b'soiv shana. When we're talking about a bull, We're talking about, you see what's going on over the bench? You look over there. Say hello to Gary. It's a whole 8 screens. It's a mice over there. It's beautiful stuff. When we're talking about 2 years, and you add a day at the end of the 2 years, great. That's at the end. Avo betchila shana, loy. But in the beginning of the year, you don't say, oh, 1 day equals a year. If you already worked hard, you got 2 years under your belt, so one more day will be the third year. But to do it to begin with, not. Amar Rava. I mean, it kind of... So we're going to get there. That's might be the answer somewhat to what you're saying. It makes sense logically also. You're starting out. You're just starting. Oh, you're already married for a year. You're just 1 day. If you're married for a year and you got a day, okay, so I can hear where that day is considered a full year. At the end, you already did something. You didn't do anything. You want to get credit for 1 day for a whole year? Fine. But Rav asked better than you. What? Oh, right. No, we said the opposite by Melachim. Right? Okay. Says the Gemara. Obviously, maybe, okay, so maybe there's not such a big svar here or there, but Rav says, fakir. Rav has a good svar. Anida sees dam. So she could only go to the mikveh at night. Why? Because she needs the final day to be a complete day. She can't go in the middle of the day, like a balkari or whatever, a mitzayra, middle of the day. Say it's full yoy, mix the same kikula. There's no mix the same kikula, man. It has to be a complete day. So at the end, we don't count small units. It has to be a full unit. So however, in the beginning of her nidus, the first day could be a partial day. And we're going to get to Rashi to explain exactly why and how. Rashi says, don't bring any rais from this Gemara to what we do today. This is da'iraisa nida. The way it works with da'iraisa, and we can see Rashi inside, is that a woman who sees dam, she could see dam 7 days straight. On the seventh day, when the dam stops, she goes to the mikveh at night and she's tar. That's the way it works with da'iraisa. There's no hefsek tari. You don't have to stop seeing dam. So if she saw dam, let's say in the middle of the day, in the middle of the afternoon, that day is day number one. So mix it sayom kikulai. So Fakir says, Rav, it's the exact opposite of what you said. At the end, you need a full day. She can only go to the mikveh at night because you need a full day. In the beginning, even 2 minutes is considered day number one and she only has to wait. Let's say she sees down 5 minutes before Shkia. That's day number one. Then she waits 6 more days. So 6 days and 5 minutes is considered 7 days. But only in the beginning. At the end, you need a full day. It's the exact reverse of what we just said with Remeir. Remeir says in the beginning, you cannot count it for a whole year. Only at the end. Says, Rav, I don't understand. The logic is completely punkt verkehrt. Let's see Rashi real quick. It's a very important Rashi. It's long, but it's important. You have it? Great. If she sees dam all the way at the end of the day, that's day number one. All she has to count is 6 plus those 5 minutes. Says Rashi. We're talking about a different type of nida. We're not familiar with this. She doesn't have to wait. She doesn't have to see any clean days. Zero. This idea of 7 clean days was said to Azava. If she sees dam 7 days straight and for 1 minute there's no dam, goes to the mikveh and she starts. Rashi explains, why do we do this today? It's a special chumah that they took upon themselves. Because we're suffic, if she's a zav or a nida, we don't know what ziv is exactly. So therefore, we keep it like it. We pretend she's a zava and she has to keep 7 days without dam. This is very important. Because the kusim don't keep this. The day, she has to have shiva nakim complete. She can't say, oh, in the beginning of the day, there was dam. At the end of the day, there was no dam. And that's 1 day of naki. Today, we're makbid on 7 complete full days of naki. Vahar betov, says Rashi, many made a mistake, b'shmu zu, from this Gemara. They took from this Gemara that part of the day is considered a whole day because the first day is considered like that. So too, when a woman does hefsek taira, takes part of the day, I didn't see dam for 5 minutes, that's considered a full day. That's a mistake. It could be over is the rice. So even farshim soif ayoyim oyle lebetchilasa. So even shepisekis by oyle lebetchilasa. So even shepisekis by oyle lebetchilasa. This is what the kusim did. By the way, there's a group of people, I heard, I have to look into this. They call Shomranim here in Eretz Yisrael. You ever heard of it? Shomranim. Shomranim. Not from Shomran. They live in Shechem. And they, in Har Grizim, we call it Har Grizim. And they have Hilchas Nida Adayim Azeh. They're basically Muslims already, but they keep the Torah like the Kusim. Rosh Hashanah by them is a different thing. They say Rosh Hashanah is just a regular yontiv. It's not a yom din. They have mezuzahs on top of the door. They probably put tefillin like this. They're like, what? They make their babies fast on Yom Kippur. Are you sure? In Shechem, you want to go visit? They have benches in their neighborhoods for nidas to sit on. And nobody else is allowed to sit on because they hold, even though it's made out of stone, they hold that the makim that they step on, they have interesting stuff based on the Torah, not Rabbanan. They don't hold the Gemara. So they have all this. So this Sofer, what?
Yeah.
They do Karban Pesach and thousands of people come there to see the Karban Pesach. Anyway. Shomranim. They don't do the daf. Sofer b'tchila. Shana sheyim echad oyla b'sofa. Ein oydin sheyim echad oyla b'tchilasa. We just turned daf zayin yud omed beis. Baruch Hashem, we only have 10 minutes, exactly like we intended. They have, they're their own sect of people, it's very interesting. Mati Middledorf is offering to take the Olam on a trip to see the Shomranim. Shomt will be served. And by the way, if anybody wants to see, they're doing, they're trying to get a group together to see the stars, because tomorrow's daf, it's not a complicated daf at all. People like to complicate it. But it's all about the mazalos, and they're doing this whole thing in Weir Mitzper Rimon. Whoever wants, for English speakers, you could get a group together. But it's far out there. We went there. Yeah, okay. It's very interesting stuff. It's one of the best places to do stargazing in the world. Sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shidduchim, Refuzim, and Yeshuas, please join us at Tehillim.com. Sponsored anonymously, Schuz, Feshal, Tamar, Chaya, Bat, Sarta, Refuah, Shlem, Bekor, Broch, Simcha, Arich, Yomim, etc. Amen. Zog to Gemara. Say in a din, Shemechad Oyla B'tchilasa. So certainly, by us, one day, if by Nida it works, that the beginning, half a day, partial day, is a full day, so too by us. So the logic doesn't work. Velomai, so if it's not Rabbi Meir, who argues on Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says one day is a year, Rabbi Lozer says 30 days a year. Says Gemara, but it can't be Rabbi Lozer either. Velomai, Rabbi Lozer, Shleishim, Shleishim Bay. According to him, you need 60 days. Why? As we're going to see, you need 30 days for it to grab on, because this is very important to remember. When it comes to Arla, it's not about putting the plant in the ground. It's not planting. It's when it grabs, when it takes root. So you need 30 days to take root. And you need 30 days for what? Now we're holding, we're at the point of the Gemara, that 30 days to be considered a year. What if I take a plant from my closet and put it in the ground? Doesn't do anything. It has to first take root. Once it takes root, then I could start counting a year, right? I can't count 30 days as a year when I have a plant in my closet at home. It needs to be in the ground rooted. This is Rashi's saying. It's kimonach bebeisa. It's like it's as if you're in your house. How do I take it out of my house and put it in the ground? Only when it takes root. That takes 30 days. Once I have those 30 days under my belt, now I could do 30 days to count the year. So I need 60 days total. So it can't be Rabbi Lazar who says 30 days is enough, says the Gemara. Great. You said it can't be Rabbi Meir because he says one day is a year. But it can't be Rabbi Lazar either. So who is it? It's not. We learned. Hey, no tembe mavrichin. What's mavrichin, Rabbi Isai? The knee. I thought I taught you something.
Looks like a camel.
Good. This is, don't forget this. Einoite ve'mavrichin, ve'markivin, what's laharkiv? To graft, just like this. It's beautiful stuff. The guy did unbelievable. You hear? The guy worked on this. I call him up. I say, I have a shear. I want to show it. No problem. Hangs up the phone. Like, not even a... It's unbelievable. You didn't realize how many people are going to not buy his Mishnayos afterwards. They markivin, but no, the opposite. People went out and bought. They markivin erev shviz pachos mishloshim yoyim lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Okay, 30 days, within 30 days, you can't do this. Vim not avivrich v'irkivin, if you were over, yakor, you have to uproot it. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, kalakov ashenu kaletas b'shloshim yoyim. So here we have a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says it takes 3 days to take root, shuvenu kaletas. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, shuvenu kaletas, shtei shabbos, it takes 2 weeks. So over here, the Gemara changes gears. Very interesting. Pay attention. What's the shloishim and shloishim? Before, we're talking about 30 days to be considered a year. 30 days for ha'isof aschala l'kodesh. Remember, before Shabbos, you have to add a few minutes. Before Yom Kippur. Shemitah also, you have to add a few days because we're talking about a year. There's no minutes in a year. It's different units. How many days do you have to add to Shemitah? 30 days. So any time that you're talking about taking root, if it takes root in 3 days, but you have to add 30 days, you can't work the field 30 days before Shemitah. If you work the field 30 days before Shemitah, it's as if you worked it on Shemitah itself, so you'd have to take it up. So it's 33 days. And if you say it's 30 days to take root, so it's 30 plus 30 for the Seva Shemitah. Two weeks. And even if you like Rabbi Yehuda, you need 33 days. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Meir. Okay, now let's go say again. So again, the Braisa says that if you plant anything 30 days within Shemitah, you got to uproot it. But why? According to a mayor, all you need is 1 day. 1 day is considered a year, not 30 days. Says Gemara, no, it goes like Rameir. Rameir wasn't talking about taking root. He was talking about Tosefa Shemitah, how much you need before. But to take root, you need 30 days to take root. Okay. So Rameir says that you need 1 day for this Tosefa Shemitah. 1 day is like a year, whatever. So it's 1 day. So at least give us 1 day. Why are you ignoring the 1 day that he says? So make it 30 days to take root, plus 1 day for the Tosefa Shemitah. So total 31. Why does it say 30? Why does he say one? What is it? It says the Gemara, Kosovar Yoyim Shleishim Oila Lekanu Lekan. Similar to what we said by Yovel, that doesn't apply. But I saw in the Ritva, he explains that you need 30 days to take root. So it takes root in the beginning of the 30th day. So you have 30 days. And then the rest of the days, mixes hayom kukulai, to be considered that one extra day that I need. So total of 31 days. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneim mikra echad darshu. This machlokes between Meir and Elazar, 30 days, 1 day. Is 30 days considered a year? Is 1 day considered a year? Their machloika stems from the same exact words in the same pasuk. Says, "Vahi b'achas v'sheish me'ay shana berishoy be'echad." Oh, by the way, I printed this. I'll show it to you. It says, "Shivas yom tiyah b'nidasa." This pasuk teaches us that it has to be 7 complete days. Shivas yom tiyah, full 7 days. Okay. I call part of Oifen. I don't have time for this email, but it's a good one. Yesterday, we're doing Purim. No, Yom Kippur, Purim. Therefore, we'll do it tomorrow. What? What? Purim Kippurim? You liked it? We could do it. Should I say it real quickly? Not the whole island. This is from, we have plenty of time, from Benny Wexler. Thought on today's daf, we have Purim and Yom Kippur. On Purim, it's a mitzvah to eat. On Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah not to eat. However, on Erev Purim, it's a mitzvah not to eat, Tainus Esther. And on Erev Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to eat. So on Purim, we serve Hashem Bahava. On Yom Kippur, we serve Hashem Biyira. We cannot serve Hashem one way to the exclusion of the other. That is why on Erev Purim, we fast to show that even though on Purim, we have Ahava, we also must have Yira. And on Yom Kippur, we have Yira. We also have serve Hashem Bahava on Erev Yom Kippur. Beautiful Benny Wexler. We have Tamid Chacham here. What? Don't take it away from him. It says this is original. Once we're okay. Vayi ba'achas. This is, we just had this in Noyach. Vayi ba'achas. V'sheish me'yoshana barishoim be'echol ha'choydesh chorvo ha'mayim. This is very important. Not important, but what is it talking about? The water receded, it went down on this date. It was 600 years into Bria Soilu. 601 years. Ba'achas v'sheish me'yoshana be'echol ha'choydesh, the beginning of the month, the first month, L'chayra, Nisan. The first month of the, from creation, when the world was created. So, says the Gemara, V'yabakav sheshme yishana b'rishim b'echol ha'choydesh. Remeir sova minat tati yoyim echodu da'il bashana. Look, it says echod la'choydesh. It was only one day into the new year, and yet we call it 601 years. This one right over here is because of this one day of the month. One day of the month created a new year. So you see that one day equals a year. Otherwise it would be 600 years, not 601 years. It's 601 years because whenever the world was created, let's say it was created on Nisan, Nisan or Tishrei, that's tomorrow. So that one day of the first month of Nisan equals a full year. You see that one day is considered a year. What does Rabbi Elazar hold? If it would say reverse 601, great. But the fact is that the achas is removed from the shana. Achas is way before. Here's shana in the green. And here's achas all the way over here. It's not one year. It's the beginning of something. Ashesh meos, don't worry, man. You're only going a few lines here. You didn't miss much. Hashad achsib achas ashesh meos shana. Shana ashesh meos koi. Umay achas. So why did it say achas? Atchalta da achas komar. It's the beginning of the one, of the first year. Reb Elazar my time. And what's Reb Elazar's svar? The chsiv barishoim be'echol ha'chodesh. Look down here. Be'echol ha'chodesh. The first day. And it calls it a full month, even though it's only one day of that month. It's called, it's considered a full month, even though it's only one day. You see that one day of a month is considered a full month. Since one day of a month is considered a month, why? We go by units. One unit out of a month is considered a full month. So one unit out of a year, one month of a year, is considered a full year. Well, Rashi takes this line out, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. From here you see, because Rishonu Chodshi Hashana, Rishonu Lachem, what's the Lashon over there? But that Nisan is the first month of the year. You see from the Rashi says, we're not going to this line. Have a wonderful day.